Some Things I Never Thought I'd Do by Pearl Cleage, read by Angela Forrest. Disc 1.
Freedom and love may be the most revolutionary ideas available to us. Robin D.G. Kelly. I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Erica Badu. Chapter 1. I have really screwed up now. This man is actually sitting behind that great big desk telling me he's going to take my house. The house I was born in. The house my mother was born in. He must be crazy. I know I'm the one who borrowed against it. I know I'm the one who didn't make the payments on time. I know all that. That's the first thing they teach you in rehab, to accept responsibility for the stuff you did when you were a stomped-down dope fiend. And I do. But I never thought they would actually take the house. What good is trying to reform if you have to spend the rest of your life paying for the stupid things you did when you still got high and didn't give a damn? Of course, I don't say all that to this little weasel-faced white man, who probably has no life at all outside of this windowless office, where he gets to bring up your file on his computer and then swivel it around so you can see all those missed payments and bounced checks, daring you to deny them. He clearly does not want to hear my tale of woe. Having your heart broken and thinking cocaine can fix it does not qualify as an appropriate topic for discussion with your banker. I know this from experience, so I skip the explanations and start right in on the serious begging. Please.